I'm reading verse 4. And they worshiped the dragon because he gave his authority unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, and who is able to war with him? And this is the supreme moment, I think, for Satan. He wants to be worshiped, and the whole world is going to worship him in this period. My friend, if the Spirit of God took his hand off this world today and off of you and me, I'm afraid that many of us would be in the position of backsliders, and if Antichrist appeared, we'd follow him like a little faithful dog following his master. Who is like unto the beast? What a parody on the worship of the true God. Why, they say, look, we are worshiping something wonderful than the God of the Bible. And then in verse 5, I read, and there was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and there was given to him authority to continue 42 months. And the only good thing here, and I'll give you the good news first, he won't be here but 42 months reigning like this. In other words, 3.5 years. And when it says a mouth speaking great things, it means he's a big mouth fella. Daniel mentions that concerning him. He is really going to be a big talker. He'll promise anything. And that's the reason you ought to be careful listening to anyone today on radio, including this poor preacher, or any politician, or anyone else, an educator today, and news media. I want to tell you, we need to test everything that you and I hear today. Antichrist is going to have charisma. He's going to be able to talk himself into the good graces of this Christ-rejecting world. Now, verse 6, and I read it. He opened his mouth for blasphemies against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle which dwell in heaven. Now, this is the dreadful limit to which the beast goes in blasphemy. He's against Christ and his church that are in heaven. Thank God the church is not here. I do not see how anyone who studies Revelation could believe that the church is going to go through this period. Now, verses 7 and 8. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. What are we talking about? We're talking about those that are living in the great tribulation period. And there was given to him authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation, and all that dwell on the earth shall worship him, everyone whose name hath not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb that hath been slain. And as Spurgeon used to say, I'm sure glad I got my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life before I got here, because if God had waited till I got here, I never would have got the name in. Well, I think that's a very wonderful statement and the way to explain this. This is the darkest hour in the history of the world, and the church, thank God, will not be here. Now, this is something you can be thankful for, friends. I want to say that I'm thankful that I'm not going to be here and will not be under Antichrist. I'm under Christ, and I'm not looking for Antichrist. I'm looking for Christ to come. That's the important thing, the all-important thing. Now we're going to see him here as he becomes this world dictator. What are God's people going to do? Defy him? Will they be able to stand against him? Will they be able to fight him? God's going to tell him a most unusual thing to do.